Night visions. There's a debate in the body of Christ over dreams and night visions. Is a dream a vision of the night? Is a night vision a vision you have in the evening hours? Is a night vision something you see when you are in between waking and sleeping states? Is one more symbolic and the other more literal? What is the difference? What does the Bible say? First, let's look at some scripture references. God spoke through night visions and visions of the night, terms that seem to be used interchangeably in both the Old and New Testaments. Jacob had visions of the night, Genesis chapter 46, verse 2. Job had visions of the night, Job chapter 33, verse 15. Daniel had night visions frequently, Daniel chapter 2, verse 19, chapter 7, verse 7, chapter 7, verse 13. Isaiah had a night vision, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 7. And Paul had two night visions, or visions of the night, Acts chapter 16, verse 9, and chapter 18, verse 9. We can try to put an end to this debate by looking at the words in these verses and the commentaries. Genesis chapter 46, verses 2 through 4. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. He said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes. God used the Hebrew word mara to describe Jacob's night visions in Genesis. The word means vision, a mode of revelation. Jacob's visions of the night recorded in Genesis were not dreams. Gill's exposition of the entire Bible suggests, And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night. He appeared to Jacob as he lay upon his bed in the night season, and with an articulate voice spoke to him. Many people lie on their beds without sleeping. If this was a dream, the word mara, which means vision, would not have been used in this verse. The Holy Spirit speaks expressly. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. In a dream, a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men, while they slumber in their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. Job chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. These verses indicate God can open the ears of men in a dream or a vision of the night. The Hebrew word for vision in this verse is hizyon. It means vision, a vision in the ecstatic state, vision in the night, vision, oracle, prophecy, divine communication, according to the KJV Old Testament Hebrew lexicon. There is a clear distinction, then, between dreams and visions of the night in Scripture. Isaiah's night vision is described in the same terms as Job's. In Daniel's experiences, the Hebrew words for vision are chesev, which the lexicon defines as vision appearance. And the word night in all these verses simply means the vision came by night. So, is a night vision something you see when you are in between waking and sleeping states? Possibly, but not necessarily. Benson Commentary explains, Visions differed from dreams, herein that God imparted his mind to men in dreams when asleep, but in visions when they were awake. And these visions were sometimes communicated by day, but most frequently by night, whence we read of visions of the night, as Genesis chapter 46, verse 2, Job chapter 20, verse 8, and Job chapter 33, verse 15. Nightmares, night terrors, and sleep paralysis. Nightmares, night terrors, and sleep paralysis are real phenomena that are worth exploring in the context of the biblical world of dreams. It seems even the secular world makes room for dark forces that inspire horrifying...